Getting on ABC Radio.
Well, while restrictions on our movements are being eased around the country, the basic advice to stay home unless you really need to travel remains in place, especially for anyone over the age of 60 or whose immune system may be compromised. There's no doubt that this is a challenge for many people, a challenge being tackled in many ways with ingenuity and compassion. And one group of people doing extraordinary things to overcome these challenges is Probus. If you haven't heard of Probus, I have a feeling you might be tempted to get in touch with them after this chat. Judith Mastrassi is the Queensland Director of Probus South Pacific, and she joins us on the line. Hello there, Judith.
Hello, Angela. I've really enjoyed the program this afternoon.
Oh, I'm very pleased.
Fascinating.
I'm very pleased. That's good. A bit like Probus. That's fascinating too. So, first of all, that word is an odd word. Probus is it a kind of an anagram of something?
It was made. It was made up from professional and retired business people. So, pro being professional. And the
business, thing. Right.
Yes.
I meant an acronym, not an anagram.
That's how it originated. But, of course, it's changed so much since then, and it's open to everybody. You haven't got to be a retired anything.
So is it a bit like Rotary or Lions Club?
The difference is there's no fundraising and there's no community work. So rather than fundraising, we call it fundraising. So we're about fellowship and friendship. And it's a social club, in essence. And there's over 115,000 Probus members around Australia.
Mm. I remember my father used to be a Probus member and he'd go on outings on the bus with other Probus members.
Well, yes, we do that. But we also go bushwalking and we have gardening clubs and... In one of the clubs I belong to two, we have a jewellery and craft group that meets once a month. We take something to eat, we make something beautiful, and we solve the problems of the world.
Oh, well, there you go.
I know. So it has been challenging, but I've got to say there's over 1,000 clubs in Australia, and each of the committees of those clubs have done something to stay in touch with all their members mm-hmm. and encourage their members to relate to their neighbours and other people around them. So primarily it's been by phone. So each of the club committees are making sure that they make a regular call to all their members.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, we've all stayed in touch. So we're doing things like exchanging books, sending each other DVDs of films we've really loved. And we've just found some safe, practical and creative ways of doing a lot of things like book club, like playing Mahjong. Our library's reopened where I live fairly recently. So mm-hmm. what the book club did was they all took fold-out chairs. They got the books from the library. They'd organised that. And then they all sat out in the park adjoining in the open air and had a chat.
Lovely. That sounds lovely.
It's been great. I think we'll start to see the clubs meet again. Normally we meet once a month and most clubs have morning tea and we have a guest speaker. And as you say, we have a variety of outings and we go on trips, but it might be a theatre group. We might all go to the movies. We might go and have lunch together.
Mm.
And it's just... It's a way of meeting like-minded people. And I've got to say, since I joined Probus 6 years ago, I've met architects and athletes and authors and barristers and ballerinas and chartered accountants and chefs and doctors, dentists, dressmakers and doting grandparents. So the list goes on. And I've come into contact with people I would never have met except via Probus.
Yeah. Well, that sounds lovely. Judith, you know, I guess things are starting to settle a bit and we're out of the very stressful time of COVID-19. Has it impacted your network? Has there been much fear and confusion?
I'd say, from all the people I've spoken to, everyone's just been more than happy to stick with the rules that each of the state and territory governments have set up. I think we're cautious more than anything, and just handling it intelligently. For a lot of us, we've got a role and responsibility, many of us with grandchildren. So everyone understood that we had to detach ourselves from them. As from this week, I start drop off and pick up from schools in the afternoon. But we understood and we totally accepted it. And I think as long as we've been able, we've just been physically distanced, not socially distanced, because you've got your friends and you've got your relationships already. So we already had that network. And no one's alone. Everyone's got someone getting in touch with them.
Well, tell us about some of the ways you're keeping people connected, especially those with no internet, Judith.
Well, quite a lot of our members don't have internet or email, and the telephone's a wonderful thing. We've been sending each other, also some of the clubs have been writing each other a postcard or a note, and we found all sorts of ways of doing it, but something called the phone tree. So if you've got a club with, say, 80 members, you've got 8 people on the club committee, each of those members took 10 members' names and they phoned them, and then they passed on the list to the next person. It's called a telephone tree.
Mm-hmm.
So people receive a phone call. I think everyone's got a phone. We don't expect people to have, you know, fancy smartphones and all that sort of thing, but everyone's, I think, got a landline. And, you know, there's been a presumption that everyone should be online, but they're not, and they don't want to be, and we accommodate that. So we're still producing our monthly newsletters in the clubs. What we do then is we copy those, stick them in an envelope and send it to the members that don't have internet or email.
That's nice. This is Judith Mastrassi at the moment. She is from Probus, South Pacific. That sounds very exotic. And if you like what you're hearing and you'd like to get in touch with Probus, they have a national number. It's 1-300-630-488. That's 1-300-630-488. And so how do people hear about Probus, Judith?
Very often it's through friends and neighbours, but we've also been involved in some community events as well. And people walk up to me and say, this is perfect for my parents. Since Dad's retired, he's driving Mum nuts. He's hanging around the house. And so we're getting it from all sides. But it was originally started by Rotary. So retired Rotarians also join.
Right.
But it's just been such a phenomenal, all-embracing, friendly, happy group. And I think that this time, during this COVID-19 time, has really proved to me just how important those connections are. And I guess to an extent we all do it. We take a lot for granted. You take friendships and just that whole social networking. I never will again. I've just really appreciated my friends and the interaction I have, and going to the movies with your mates, or, you know, going and doing a bit of shopping or having a bit of lunch.
Yeah. So when do you think you'll be going out on outings with your mates again?
Oh, it's already started.
Oh, good.
So what we're able to do is, say, go for a walk. So we distance. The group is no more than 10. We had more than 10, so we split into two groups. And you can go for those walks. We've got some lovely botanical gardens. We've got some lovely, safe, pleasant walking areas. So it's just a matter of thinking outside the square and thinking, well, what can we do? I did notice that Western Australia has been probably the first to step out there and open up all their advice as well. They've moved from the 4-square-metre rule down to 2 square metres.
Mm.
And they've got they've lifted their limits from 100 people to up to 300 people in some settings. Now, Queensland, we haven't been where I live, we haven't been that generous, but the Premier's announced today that we can start doing some travel, we can start going places overnight, we can go anywhere within the state and visit people. So that's what I plan to do, is catch up with some friends, just a couple of us, at each other's homes. So if anyone's feeling a bit, you know, isolated or lonely, just ring that that Probus number. It's in Sydney. We've got staff there. Mm-hmm. And they'll give you the name of, well, a couple of names of presidents or secretaries of clubs with a phone number, and you'll be invited to go along and see if you enjoy it. And
what's not to love about it? I said, and what's not to enjoy about it?
Absolutely nothing. It's just... it's phenomenal. It's the best thing I've done since I retired.
Well, that sounds lovely. Judith, thank you so much. So the number that you're talking about for Probus is 1300 630 488. That's 1300 630 488.
Correct.
That's right. And if you need help, or you know someone who needs help or clarification or information about COVID-19, the number for the older person's COVID-19 support line is 1-800-171-866, and it's free. Judith Mastrassi, thank you so very much for joining us on the radio today.
Thanks, Angela. It's been lovely.
All the
Thanks
best
so
to you.
Much.
Bye-bye. Bye.